The figures are almost too big to comprehend. India's total COVID cases have passed 18 million after another record day of daily infections. The death rate too is surging, with desperate patients dying while waiting to see doctors. So what's it like for people who are working on the front line of this humanitarian emergency? Lancelot Pinto is a pulmonary specialist at the PD Hinduja Hospital in Mumbai. I spoke to him earlier.
So we are seeing a lot younger patients than it was the year before. That may not be a reflection of the fact that the virus is preferentially targeting younger individuals. It may just be a reflection of the fact that India is a very young country. And when you have individuals who are infected at the magnitude that we are seeing right now, a lot of them will be young individuals.
We've been hearing that in other parts of India, the health system has been overwhelmed simply because the triage system failed in the last couple of days to keep people who didn't immediately need hospital beds out of hospital. Is it still standing up in the city of Mumbai?
I think that's been a constant theme throughout the past year. There is so much of panic, there is so much of fear all around that individuals very often will push really hard in whatever way possible, whatever influence they have. They will pull all the strings they have to get admitted on the day they get diagnosed. So the day you get diagnosed, you seldom need to be hospitalized. But individuals are so afraid that they do their best to try and get into a hospital to feel safe. But the health system in the city, in the cities across the country, possibly are more capable of being escalated within a short span of time versus the infrastructure in the rural parts of India where, we didn't have a very, very adequate infrastructure to begin with. So to cope with a pandemic of this nature, clearly, I mean, one could have anticipated that this was going to happen.
What could have been done to prevent this second wave happening?
I think we got very complacent and overconfident by the fact that our numbers had fallen down significantly in the months of December and January. I think the fact that those months also happened around, our major festivals happened towards the end of last year. And despite the festivals, despite New Year's, when we didn't see cases rising, I think that led to a lot of complacency all around. We did not learn from the lessons that other countries have learned, where a lot of countries went through the same cycle where the first wave settled, people thought things were better and then faced a second and third wave. I think we failed to notice those patterns from across the world. And we just, for some reason, assume that it wouldn't happen to us. And I think that led to a relaxation of a lot of the norms which had been established last year in terms of lockdowns, in terms of work from home, in terms of preventing social gatherings. And I think that's been the driver of this wave, the fact that we let our guard down completely.
Mentally, how are you? Are you exhausted?
I think that's understating it. I think all of us are very close to burning out. We've been at it for a year now with kind of no end in sight. There doesn't seem to be any light at the end of the tunnel. It's extremely fatiguing, both physically and mentally as well. And this, by virtue of being a doctor, it's not just the work, right? I mean, it's your own social networks, everyone calling you for drugs which seem to be in shortage, everyone calling you to try and get a hospital bed, everyone trying to call you and get advice on their near and dear ones. So it's just the phones ringing 24/7, you're working simultaneously, and there's the COVID ward which you're handling as well. So it's completely fatiguing. But again, to be fair, I think the nurses, the orderlies who are in the wards 24/7, I think they're doing a far more difficult job than I am. Just by virtue of the fact that it's extremely physically demanding, and to be in a hazmat and to continuously work in physically demanding circumstances, I think is, I mean, hats off to them.
When you look at the nationwide picture across your country, how does it make you feel right now?
Extremely anxious, extremely helpless, hoping that there's a ray of hope somewhere that comes. And there are lots of rays of hope, to be fair, in terms of, we see the assistance we're receiving from countries across the world. So I think there's no shortage of individuals trying to do their best to make a difference. So maybe that's the ray of hope. And, that's probably what will change things. But I really think all of us have this, if this isn't an eye opener, I don't know what is, in terms of how one needs to be better prepared. It's very difficult to ramp up healthcare infrastructure in the middle of a pandemic. The only way I think you can do it is by being prepared in advance. And I think, more robust your health infrastructure in non-COVID times, the better you probably do in COVID times.
That's Dr. Lancelot Pinto.